What might the teeth from Yellowstone wolves, elk, and saber-toothed tigers have in common? As Madeline Beck tells us, they could connect the dots on protecting large predators from different points across the globe.
Researchers pored over hundreds of wolf skulls and teeth, and they found that when wolves have less food, they have more dental problems. When wolves were reintroduced to Yellowstone in the mid-90s, they had lots of elk to gorge on. As the number of elk per wolf went down, the wolves' teeth showed more cracks and breaks, likely because they risk biting into bones to get the most out of every kill. That helps confirm theories about similar tooth fractures in the fossils of massive prehistoric carnivores like saber-toothed tigers and dire wolves. Researchers say this could help them monitor the health of endangered large carnivores going forward. Their findings were published in the scientific journal eLife. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.